I'm Srini. I recently joined the software infrastructure team at PDT, where we use Nix extensively. Prior to that, I was at LinkedIn in the build systems team, where I was primarily concerned with porting over their Go ecosystem, to Bazel, a build system that I relatively have the most expertise in. So it was really interesting to listen to Kavisha's talk just minutes earlier on her perspective on Nix as a Bazel expert, and I could deeply relate to that. And in a way, this lightning talk is a continuation on that motif. But I want to talk about something very specific, which is a development shell, or more specifically, how I wish Bazel had Nix develop. So let's jump in. Well, this is a lightning talk, so I'm not going to be able to deep dive into many things, but maybe a quick primer on Bazel's model. Essentially, its motto, which is that it's fast, correct, choose, stew, is I find it to be quite accurate. And it achieves this by essentially forcing you to model the universe using Bazel abstractions, which is just as well. However, it can be quite painful to do this. But if you persevere and you achieve this, then certain rewards await you. For instance, incremental and reproducible builds, remote build execution out of the box, and a whole bunch of other features that you might want in a build system. However, optimal developer experience is not a bullet point I'd list there. For instance, if you want to directly invoke a toolchain you bootstrapped with Bazel, it'll fight you tooth and nail over it. It'll actively prevent you from doing so. So, needless to say, developer experience is an afterthought. In fact, Doman, in his Nix native GitHub Actions talk, spoke about developers leaving Nix over the cognitive overhead. I'd argue the problem is actually exacerbated in the Bazel community for similar reasons. There is no concept of a development shell, let alone one with bells and whistles like custom DevN profiles. Pretty cool. So I resorted to essentially studying Bazel sandboxing implementations in Darwin and Linux, and inferred how to accurately reconstruct the absolute paths to the toolchains you'd bootstrap, how to appropriately set the environment variables you'd need. And if this sounds a lot like a dev shell, it's because it is. And I implemented one, leveraging direnv to expose these things. Actually, after listening to Zach's talk on Nix develops internals, I should update that statement to saying I implemented a crude imitation of a dev shell. But it got the job done. Very quickly, the IDE workflow in Bazel isn't particularly great either. For instance, if you want to make an IDE work with any Bazel workspace, you'll need what's called a build adapter. Essentially, think of it as a liaison between the native ecosystem and Bazel. For instance, if you want to, say, control-click into a package import, in order for the IDE front-end to be able to resolve that import, it actually needs to understand the dependency graph. And for that, it needs to speak Bazel at some level. So somebody out there is authoring and maintaining build adapters for each ecosystem for the IDEs to work in a Bazel workspace. I bring all this up because I think it perfectly embodies how developer experience is really retrofitted into the Bazel workflow. Now, this should not really come as a surprise to anybody in this audience, but doing this in Nix is, of course, trivial. Zach already covered the internals of Nix develop, so I'm not going to get into that. But needless to say, you write a few lines of config, and voila, you type Nix develop, you have a dev shell. I wish I had that. That's literally the whole point of this talk. I will point out that, at least in my opinion, I don't think this is a happy accident, but rather a natural consequence of Nix's package composition model, wherein a development shell really is an extension of its core abstractions, at least the way I see it. In summary, my mental model is that Bazel and Nix are racing towards a common endpoint, having started maybe in the opposite directions. Nix arguably earned its wings as a with package management as the core abstraction, and it's now honing its build system chops. And Bazel, in many ways, the exact opposite. I have battle scars from in the latter context, but I'm really excited to work with and learn from the Nix community going forward. If you have any questions or if any of this interests you, come find me. I'd love to chat. Thank you.